The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Hey, I come on to North State. Okay, start all over again. Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, November the 13th. We're back in the studio. I'm back in here. It's warm, and it's warm and beautiful. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, good morning.
Good morning. I had an old pickup truck that used to do that every morning.
Well, you know, I started okay, and then, you know, rethought everything I was going to say, but I say the same thing every time. First of all, thank you. Everybody that came out yesterday to help with the rob a bus and the collection of the money out there, and the people that came by, and said hello and shook hands. Veterans, non-veterans, people that came in and just, you know, they dropped off money. Thank you so much, Redding. Thank you. A lot of veterans, a lot of needy veterans are going to be able to ride on the buses this year. The bus lines don't go everywhere at every time we want, but, you know, they do travel around town to get out to the airport. They go all these different places. So thank you for coming out like you did yesterday. It was really gratifying to see that. Now, and Linda's not going to be here this morning because she's got her things that she's got going on this morning. So I've kind of like been turned loose for at least 30 minutes after, of course, visit our friends at Wells Fargo. But let's talk about admirals being relieved at sea, generals being relieved from commands, the head of the CIA having an affair, and the president supposedly, after being an investigation for 6 months, and the president didn't know about it till after the election. How about that? Let's just talk a little bit about that. And what about the latest? The commander of the forces in Afghanistan, General John Allen, is now involved with the same woman that's in this scandal. Oh, we've got a lot of things, and we've got some sad news today. I have not seen, of everything that's happened in this world, not once have I seen Bad Bob shed a tear. And today he did. But don't say what it's about, Bad Bob, until we come back. But first, let's go to Chris Lasondak from Wells Fargo. And Chris, what's going on in the market?
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are a little changed and are slightly negative. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 3 points at 12,809. The S&P 500 is down 2 points at 1,377, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 12 points at 2,091. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 107 million shares. Taking a look at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange today, General Electric down 16 cents at 20.73, Bank of America up 4 cents at 9.43, while Home Depot is up $2.82 at 63.98. Of local interest, PG&E up 32 cents at $40.85, Safeway's down 18 cents at $16.48, and North Valley Bank is up 3 cents at $14 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.59%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's down 59 cents a barrel at $84.98, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down 4 cents an ounce at $17.27.70, while silver's up 26 cents an ounce at $32.65. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're down at Park Marina Drive. Good people giving out great advice. Their phone number there is 243-7561. Now, before we take off on this little break we have, let's do weather.
Well, good morning, Carl. And
whether you want to do it or not.
Well, 30%. It's going to happen one way or the other.
And I wonder whether people will like it or not.
Well, a little bit of something for everybody today. 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high of near 62. Tonight it'll be more showers, mainly before 10. And a low of 43. Partly sunny tomorrow. The high right around the 70-degree mark in Reading right now, 45 degrees. The report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
I was up at Anselmo Vineyards yesterday. They have the three Franciscan monks. I met them as they're up. They don't look like monks. I mean, like you kind of picture Franciscans that they've got, like, hoods and all that. They drove up from San Francisco. They were a little bit late coming up because they, being the people that trust people, they stopped at a place where there was a, it was lighted. It was a parking lot. They go in and have some dinner. They come back. Of course, the car's been broken into. Everything's taken. And as the police say, oh, no, we have 60 break-ins a day in this parking lot down in San Francisco. And I said, oh, welcome to California. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Anyway, the other thing about Anselmo's is they put in you know, the gardens and all this. Again, pizza on Thursday nights, great music, great food on the weekends, but you got to give them a call, 474-5546, and we may have some news. We may just have some news about court cases. We'll be back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Sometimes I feel so insecure.
Feeling so insecure. Sometimes life just deals you hand after hand of poo-poo today. The election was a week ago today, right? And just when you think you've got a grasp on life, just when you think, yes, I'm going to move forward, the other shoe drops. That's right. The other shoe drops. Today, it was announced, Kentucky Fried Chicken closes its doors in Reading and in 28 other locations. Bob has been through war, terror, horrendous crashes that he's had to cover. Bob,
a piece of my childhood is truly gone, because KFC, when I was a little kid, was the place to go to get takeout food. It was the only in A&W when I was a kid in Reading, and, you know, Reading's population down around 40,000. That was where you went. It was there on Churn Creek Road, and the icon has fallen. I'm depressed. I'm bummed.
From what I understand, President Obama himself asked the company to not close the stores till after the election, afraid of the backlash, the sadness of the people that would go, if Kentucky Fried Chicken goes, what's next? My God, is it A&W? It's gone? Bob's Big Burger's gone? What happens then? Are we ever going to have those stories again about the girls bathing in the parts sink?
Yes.
See, we're not, you know what? Where's that going to go? You remember that a few years ago? The girls were like in the parts sink down at Kentucky Fried Chicken in Anderson.
They were taking in,
you know, baths and
the deep sink.
In the deep sink. With their bikinis on. Well, parts is parts.
They do talk about the secret spices, yes. The Spice Girls.
Oh, that kind of, you know, what happened to that guilty pleasure of the crispy fried chicken, the mashed potatoes, and gobs of gravy that just covered it? You can't do that anymore. Where can you get that? Oh, well.
You can't make this stuff up.
I think, frankly, that goes right up there with the assault on the high ranks of the military that the Obama administration's doing right now.
Can you say purge?
Purge? Okay. All right, let's get off Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'll never get these guys back into shape here. You know, Just Bob's rolling around on the floor here, beating his, you know, he's like a three-year-old rolling around down here, kicking his feet. All right, let's start with, this all goes to Benghazi, my friends. If you don't think it goes to Benghazi, you are probably still in the doldrums about Kentucky Fried Chicken. But here we go. Admiral Charles Gourget, who had commanded a carrier group. Now, you don't get to be a rear admiral, commanding a carrier group by being a man who makes bad decisions. He doesn't make bad decisions, yet he's relieved of his command at sea because of leadership decisions that had to do with the Benghazi attack, or should we say the Benghazi murder, the ambassador was warning the State Department and Mr. Obama about for weeks. They still send him down without protection. Here's what I don't understand. You send an ambassador to a place that is in turmoil. Where was his American security? Now, having been in that work in Baghdad and a few other places in my life, our principals never went anywhere without teams around them. And our principals were not ambassadors. Where was his team? Why? And never once did we ever let the locals have the whole security there. They weren't even in charge of security. They were there to help and support security measures. But there they did. So this, and then it went on for hours. I mean, you can look at your timelines and this and that. You know, the CIA says it. Well, now the CIA is suspect. And we all know why. So here we go. we're into this. We have, you know, that they're calling for help. It's been 7 hours. There's numerous combat operation centers throughout the world. I know this. You know this. There are numerous combat operation centers throughout the world, or command operation centers throughout the world. Let's just start with the DIA, the FBI, CENTCOM, CIA, the African Command out there, ones at sea. All of these are getting these. All the major commands are getting these cries for help. We need help. We need help. We need help. And yet nothing's done. Panetta says we're not going to send our people into places where we don't know what the situation is on the ground. Crap. It's crap. What he said is crap. He knows it's crap. That's why he's resigning. That's why he's getting out of the Department of Defense, because what he just said was just crap. We send people into harm's way all the time without knowing the situation on the ground. How in the hell can you know the situation on the ground every time you deploy your people? You can't. You do it. You could have sent planes over and had planes flying fast movers, cracking the sound barrier right over the streets. We've done it. It works. But they didn't do that. So here's a general in charge of the command in Africa who was trying to stand up a team. And he's being relieved. They say, oh, it's just his general. You know, he's just being relieved. It was his turn. But the admiral at sea who's standing up and providing intel and providing forces gets relieved during this. And now, Petraeus. We're going to address Petraeus when we come back, because there are some things here I want to share with you about that. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. You know, radio, one of the last bastions of open talk, open lines, your ability to say what you think. The government doesn't have their hands around the throats yet of local radio.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them at other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Can you smell it?
that sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by the Battle and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Oh, we filled up on Espresso Joe's yesterday. It's great. Great prices, great coffee. Girls are great. Then went over and bought a fistful of cigars at great prices, or great cigars. Can't beat that. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, by the way, at Tobacco and Brew. Discounts for veterans. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, before we get to Henry, I want to finish this up. You know, somebody said, well, hey, you know, this Petraeus thing started back in May. It did. They started getting these little signals, these little things. Here's my take on it. Is this became more obvious? Are you telling me that the President of the United States was not briefed that the head of the CIA may have been caught with his hand in a cookie jar when they had that information 2 weeks ago? No. Are you telling me that? That he did not know? That's what they're saying. That, oh gosh, the President did not know that Petraeus had been revealed that he was fooling around with some author or whoever it is. Yes, of course he was told. To think otherwise is dumb. Are you saying is that you wouldn't want to know that the head of your CIA in the middle of all this stuff is getting ready to be getting a lot of trouble and the newspapers may be getting ready to hit it and you want it not to break before the election, right? Yeah, tell me. Naivety only goes so far. Again, the transparency of our government. Henry, good morning. You're live on KCNR 1460.
Good morning to you, too, and too bad about Kentucky Fried, but what I called about was Petraeus. Did it ever occur to you that he was scheduled to testify before Congress in the next few days, and all of a sudden he is resigning? Well, and I'll bet you that he never testifies because that idiot we have for a president is going to have a presidential decree or presidential privilege or something that'll keep him from it because he's probably the only guy that knows what happened.
Okay, well, think of it maybe like this. They had him. They're saying, hey, look, we've got you for fooling around. And if you testify, you know, this way, nobody's going to find out about it. But if you testify this way, we're going to let everybody know. So Petraeus says, well, you know what? You're not going to hold that over my head. So he just makes it public.
I think now, you're probably absolutely right. Now, and, you know, I don't see where the big deal. Half of Congress has had affairs.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that now Petraeus is, you know, he could testify. And what are they going to do to him? I mean, his wife's already going to kill him. I mean, his wife is all. See, they say she is absolutely furious. Oh, really? Oh, you know what? General. And now, John Allen, the major general and head of the forces in Afghanistan, they're linking him to the other woman in this case, that Jill Kelly. They're saying there's 20,000 emails with him going back and forth. But Allen has said, there's nothing sexual in this. This was, we were writing back and forth, blah, 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 blah. But 20,000?
Well, I have one word for you, Clinton.
Yeah, you know what? Clinton.
Clinton.
Clinton in the blue dress. Blue dress. Clinton in the blue dress on. Okay,
I'll let you go.
You know what? This whole thing. You know what? Here we are starting off this Obama. You know what? Benghazi is, you know, people have got to pursue Benghazi. There's too many things like this happening now. Why are they happening now? What happened really in Benghazi? Why is the head of the CIA revealed at this point? Why is Panetta resigning and retiring? Why is Clinton? All of them are leaving right now when this Benghazi thing is going to go forward. It's got to go forward.
Why isn't the population freaked out that American soil was attacked and there was no one there to defend it?
Because most of them don't care. because most of them are insured or you know, inoculated by the news, so you don't even know what's going on in the world. Unless you've got somebody in your family that dies, you don't even know.
That's the part that really scares me.
Don't we have a break here?
You know what? I thought we were on the...
You know what? You blew the break, Bob. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Ratings boost is pushing shares of Dow Chemical higher today. Goldman Sachs raised the company's rating to buy and also increased the price target $4 to $36 a share. Goldman believes the weakness Dow saw this year is setting it up to potentially have significant earnings per share growth in the next 2 years. And Westgate Resorts CEO David Siegel first said he'd laid off workers if President Obama was reelected. Now he's giving all 7,000 of his employees a 5% pay raise. Why? The timeshare operator enjoyed record profits, and Siegel thinks his employees will need more money to deal with increasing costs under President Obama. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
FreshBooks. If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 7:35 in the morning on November the 13th. 45 degrees out there. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room as Handful of Poo-Poo and others have. Handful of Poo-Poo. I like that. Handful of Poo-Poo, it is not a conspiracy unless it's true. You can talk about it. This portion of the show is brought to you by somebody that believes in keeping your house warm and cool. That's right, Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, old-fashioned values like quality. They're going to treat you like members of the family. They can extend the life of your heating and air conditioning system and develop a lasting relationship with their customers. That's what they do. They want to keep you warm inside when it's cold outside. And it's coming, my friends. It's coming. Give them a call at 221-2642 or head out to homecomfort.org, their website. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, we're here to talk about the Spaghetti Dinner and Music fundraiser to benefit the Vietnam Veterans Monument for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And I'm joined by Carl Turner, the sculptor himself, and Linda Johnson. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I know you said, oh, I don't know if I'm going to talk. Well, of course you are.
Oh, okay.
I've got you here. All right, now this is going to be Saturday at the Ready Memorial Veterans Hall. November 17th, and there's going to be food by the great girls at Classic Cafe. Yeah, you know, what can I say about those two girls? They just do so much for veterans around here. And but tell us a little bit about what this Vietnam Veterans Monument is, Carl.
It's a 20-foot tall cast bronze monument. That'll be going in at the entrance to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. It depicts the silhouettes of two running soldiers carrying a stretcher holding where you can see the boots of their wounded buddy. Inbound medevac helicopter above them surrounded by three bullet holes.
Yeah, this is a beautiful monument statue here. And I can see it. So what we're going to do is make sure you can you send me a photo of this? And we'll put it on our website so people can look
at it. Yes, I will.
And so tickets for people are $10 for adults. Kids under 10 is $5. A spaghetti, hot garlic bread, salad, and all. There's going to be a dinner and entertainment, an auction, and a raffle. And you need not be present to win a raffle. And then music from 8 to midnight. So what's going on there?
We're opening at 5 o'clock with live music. We'll have Matt Zitzing with some of his friends playing up until dinner time at 6. Then we'll serve dinner. At 7, we start having our raffles. We'll raffle off the shotgun that we have that's been donated to the cause. Several gas cards and gift cards, a membership to the local gym. At 8 o'clock, we'll have an auction for a 1984 Honda Goldwing motorcycle that was donated by a local attorney. During that time, we'll have live music playing with Dean Wright and the Shomer Band. People feel up to it, we'll have some dancing.
That's the other part. People feel up to it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long have you been working on the monument itself?
The cemetery board contacted me in December 2009. I presented them with a design in January 2010.
Okay. So this is something that's been going. In fact, we've had people on several occasions to talk about this. So this is going to be a dinner. And if you can't make it to the dinner, how do you get tickets?
If you go by the Classic Cafe. They have tickets available. They have raffle tickets and dinner tickets available there.
Okay. That sounds good. And so you can, even if you can't make it, you know, you can always buy a few tickets to help this. Now, are you getting close to having the money to put this up?
We have about $7,000 now. We need $279,000.
Oh, okay. Wow. How big is this?
It'll be 20 foot tall, 12 foot wide.
All right.
The men depicted on there will be 7 feet tall.
All right. So this is bigger than life then?
Veterans are bigger than life.
Yeah, especially if we ain't been working out too much. Okay. Now, So this is going to be Saturday, November 17th at the Reading Memorial Veterans Hall. It's going to be, it'll go starting at 5 o'clock. They've got raffle tickets. They've got entertainment. They've got dinner, great dinner, by the way, by the Classy Cafe. And all the proceeds then will go to?
The monument.
The monument. Okay, Linda.
Yes.
What do you have to say on this?
We also, besides the motorcycle, we also have a well-renowned maritime artist who has done a original paint or artwork of our monument. So we will have prints there that you can order or buy.
Okay.
At different sizes. The artist's name is Richard DeRossett. He has artwork in the Smithsonian Institute and all over the world. He's done book covers for artists and that, so he's well known. In San Diego, he has the artwork in the Veterans Museum, all over their murals, all over their buildings. So he's a well-renowned. He donated all his time. We have lithographs from him, and he's out there to support the monument.
Well, that's great. Okay, and I know that, you know, help me here, Bob. Kathy and
Millie,
of course. How could I have forgotten? Kathy and Millie are such supporters of the veterans and the veterans' causes. In the Classy Cafe down on Athens Avenue, if you have not been down there, you need to go down there and have lunch. You can get a hug. Get a hug anyway. When you get it, walk in through the door, get your lunch there. And they have great menus. And then as we announce it, once a month on Fridays, they have a special menu. And when they hit that German menu, you know what? If you don't go down there, you're silly for that. All right, anything else on this?
No, we just encourage the community to come join us and have a wonderful evening out.
There. And you know what? It goes to a good cause. This is we're going to get the a photo of this, so we'll put it up on the website so you can see this, because it's a very touching monument. And again, 20 feet tall, 12 feet wide, made of copper.
Bronze.
With showing two soldiers or Marines or just warriors running with carrying a stretcher. And you see the feet of somebody laying on a stretcher. And here comes a medevac in, and then there's three bullet holes in the sculpture itself.
Real bullet holes.
Right, that depicts what happens during the medevac there. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and we will talk about this all week.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? Another great cause. And, you know, it has to do with veterans. So thank you very much for coming in here today, Carl Turner and Linda Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
What the news is, now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties,
Houston area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Boss, 7:45 in the morning. Hey, Carl and Linda are still here because we forgot one thing. You can buy a dog tag.
Yes, we have one of our primary fundraisers for the monument is a dog tag plaque program. Each plaque will be 4 inches by 2 1/4 inch stainless steel embossed with the veteran's name, his branch of service, and his service dates. Donors of $250 will receive one of a pair of plaques as a reminder of their veteran service to our country. The second plaque will be displayed along the path to the monument.
Okay, so how do you get those?
We have application forms on our website at vvmonument.com. The cemetery support board has okay. information.
Going to all California.
The checks go to the cemetery, right. Yes.
Okay, so your website is
vvmonument.com.
Okay, well, we'll put that as a link up there too for people. And Linda?
They can also pick it up at the dinner on Saturday.
There you go.
So, and to let you know, the dog tags will not be placed on the ground. They'll be placed above the ground so nobody walks on our remembrance of all our...
Okay, be like kind of on the sides of the wall. Right. It's kind of the walkway you go on.
And there's
there.
Also a YouTube clip, California Vietnam Veterans Monument, that has the same information on it.
Okay, great. All right, well, thanks for not leaving without me getting that last part and with people calling in. Okay, thank you very much. I know you're heading off to next door here. Okay. Okay, Bad Bob. Gary Catt still seems to be leading in the election.
How about that?
You know, there were some people were thinking, well, would there be some nefarious counting going on? And I said, guys, relax here. They wouldn't be doing that. There's no nefarious counting going on here.
Yeah, it's I've known Kathy for a long time.
Yeah. You know what?
She does have integrity.
You know what? If she makes a mistake, I believe. Like she has. She gets right out there and says it. And she's been on the show a couple of times. Hey, you know what? We have 2 tickets to give away. We were just talking about this Vietnam Veterans Monument Spaghetti Dance fundraiser on Saturday, November 17th. I have 2 tickets for that. For the first caller at 605-4567, you're going to be able to, you know, have a dinner, be able to see. You're going to have dancing. You've got the whole thing. And you can go down there and help support this Vietnam Veterans Monument Spaghetti Dinner Dance fundraiser. 2 free tickets. You just scored, $20 right here. If you want to go down and get fed and have a good time and show your support to Vietnam veterans, 605-4567 on this Saturday night. Okay. We'll go on. Let me see. All right. Kentucky Fried. We talked about that. Major John Allen. Yes. You know, we had one of our comments say, hey, wait a minute. This thing with Petraeus has been going on since last May. That's true. It had been. But what exactly had gone into it? My point is this, my friends. The Admiral of the Carrier Group gets relieved. And now somebody told me he was put under arrest. Now, I question them severely on this. I mean, are you sure he was put under arrest? Are you saying that the head of the, because he's at sea, that the Marine Detachment CO walks in there and says, you are under arrest? Or did, you know what, you know, the way they do this, this isn't something that's just, you know, arrest him. This goes through JAG, the Judge Advocate General. I mean, there's probably things going back and forth and messages saying, hey, look, we're relieving you because you're not doing what we say. You're not standing down from this. I, you know, of course you're not going to know. Now, the other thing is, what happened to those people that were rescued out of Benghazi? Has anybody even seen them or talked to them? Has anybody, has that ever come up? Where are they at? I mean, this is not being paranoid, but are they, I mean, they were rescued. Has anybody, debriefed them and said, yeah, this is what happened. This is what was going on. Has anybody even talked to them? Please, somebody, illuminate me with this. And then, of course, John Allen. Now, he's the top guy in Afghanistan, 20,000 emails to the other woman, Jill Kelly. That's a little strange.
20,000
I know emails. John Allen. You know what? I have known John Allen since 84. That's a long time. I've known John Allen. John Allen was a very much of a straight arrow, like you can't believe, a hard charger, overachiever in a good sense of overachieving, working really hard, doing more than was ever called for. I've known John. I saw him again in Iraq when I was over there doing something, and saw him over there, and we caught up a little bit. But he's, you know what, he says it had nothing to do with an affair. But you know what, they've got 20,000 emails on him. And here's the thing, my friends, that I don't know if I've mentioned this before or not, but here it is, the head of the CIA. I think I got this from Fred Chavez. Here it is, this head of the CIA getting caught cheating. So what chance do you think you really have if you're going to cheat on your wife or your girlfriend? If the head of the CIA can't get away with it, do you really think you're going to get away with it? No, because they're interrogators. They're interrogators. They will ask you questions, and then a year later ask you the same question. If you don't remember a lie you told them, they do. And then it's all over. I'm saying that, of course, in the most humorous sense. Okay, again, we still have two tickets for the Vietnam Veterans Fundraiser and Dinner on Saturday night. Starts at 5 p.m. 530-605-4567. We've got to take a break here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
The Shasta County Employee General Unit would like to welcome the newly elected members of Board of Supervisors. As you enter your term of office, you may not be aware prior of previous contract negotiations. Shasta County General Unit employees came forward of their own accord and volunteered to help the county by giving up cuts in pay to help balance the budget and help maintain public services. The community is still receiving the same needed services through all departments, including social services, health services, fire and safety. On several occasions, your county County Executive Officer Larry Lees has acknowledged the fact that the Shasta County rank-and-file employees are some of the lowest-paid county workers in the state, even before the recession. Many county employees receive such low wages, they're working two jobs to pay their family insurance. We hope our new Board of Shasta County Supervisors will have vision to support their most valuable asset, their loyal, hardworking employees. We welcome the opportunity to work together with our supervisors to build a better Shasta County, paid for by Shasta County Employees General Unit.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. We've got phone lines loaded, so let's unload them. Kay, good morning. You're live on KCNR1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hi, Carl.
Hi.
I was just wondering, remember when General Petraeus was testifying before Congress? I believe it was the end of 2001 or early 2002. And they gave him a bad time, and they called him General Petraeus.
Oh yeah, that was later though. It wasn't in 2001. It was later. It was like 2004 or something like that when they wanted to, and they were giving him a bad time under the Bush administration, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't the Bush administration. It was Pelosi and company.
Right, but he was in the, I mean, it was during while Bush was president, but yeah. You're right. Oh, yeah, and one of them said, and somebody used the term betray us in the newspaper.
That's what they called him.
Yeah. Well, I guess he did.
So, I don't know. It's...
You know what? Here's the thing is, the hubris in this is that the fact is, he admits it, you know, what's behind this, I don't know if we'll ever know, or could it be just as simple as this? The man was having an affair with an attractive woman, and she's a little bit off kilter because she was sending emails to the other one, which started this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, he has betrayed his honor, and mm-hmm. he has betrayed his country. No matter what he's done in between. It's like Clinton.
The conservatives always end up resigning, and the liberals keep on going.
Well, it's okay to lie to Congress and lie under oath if you're the president.
Oh, right.
I mean, but it was okay for Clinton. I mean, even though he had besmirched his honor, he had cheated on his wife several times mm-hmm. in the Oval Office. That was okay. The Democrats thought, well, that's okay. But if you're Republican, the Republicans say, no, we're going to just whack you. But in this case where he was at with the CIA, you know, he had no choice.
Yeah.
He should have. Okay.
Okay. We'll see you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right. Randy, good morning. You're live on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, Colonel. This is Chief Randy Spray.
Hey. Glad to hear from you.
I had an email I received earlier about the Admiral being relieved.
Uh-huh.
And I was just dumbfounded. But anyway, I'm almost positive they didn't put him under arrest.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
They may have confined him to his quarters until they could fly him out of there and get him back home.
Yeah, you know what? When I was told that, I said, you know what? I just don't see that. There's, you know, they can relieve a man, and the number two guy will just come in and take over. I don't think that there was an arrest involved with this at all. I think probably his crew probably wasn't real happier than people around him, but I, you know what, they relieved him because they said, you know, it didn't have anything to do with letters. It had to do with his judgment.
His judgment was,
in the
email that I read, the judgment issue was because, he was told, well, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to do anything. And he says, the hell with this. I'm going to do something. And he launched some help for those guys, and then he was ordered to stand down. And because he launched without authority, that's why he was relieved.
You know what? That sounds closer to me, Chief.
Yeah.
And it was something like that. But see, here it is he knew they needed help, and it wasn't coming. And that story needs to come out, too, is that
yeah.
we could have helped them. We had people in the area and could have helped them. But we didn't do it.
They could have been there within an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and this thing had drug on. You know, they might have been able to save the ambassador. But, see, the administration doesn't want this. I can't wait till this thing spools out. This could be really big.
Me too. It's absolutely ludicrous. I was on a flag rider, they call it. I was a personal staff Admiral Prowl.
Hey, Randy, we've got to take a hard break. If you want to hang on to the other end, I would like to hear this.
Okay.
To the other side. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here for the news. We're going to come back, listen to the rest of the Chief's story, and we have Pete Privett coming in after that, talking about the Veterans Administration.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Congress is back.
Divided government is a good time to solve problems because everybody has to have their fingerprints on a real solution.
A solution to a looming financial crisis that Republicans like Senator Roy Blunt will try to find with Democrats. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The congressional leaders won't meet with President Obama until Friday, though both Republicans and Democrats are drawing lines in the sand. House Speaker John Boehner reiterating the GOP won't back tax rate hikes for any taxpayer. Democrats pushing for rates to go up on the highest income earners. But Republicans have hinted at other forms of revenue increases. So far, there's been little talk on offsetting more than $1 trillion in automatic spending cuts, half targeting the Fed. Dave.
Jared, Congress will also deal with ex-CIA Director David Petraeus' affair with his biographer Paula Broadwell.
The FBI was at Broadwell's house in North Carolina last night, and they removed several computers, boxes and boxes of documents. So it appears as if they are still investigating to see if there were any classified leaks or breaches.
Adding to the drama, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen, is involved.
The woman who started the entire FBI investigation, Jill Kelly, she now is implicated because they have 20 to 30,000 emails that between her and General Allen that we're told are of a sexual nature, of implying some sort of relationship.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Now, Allen's nomination to be NATO's Supreme Allied Commander is on hold. Life in prison for a Saudi Arabian man just sentenced for his failed terror plot. As a college student in Texas, Khalid al-Dasari was convicted of trying to build a bomb and researching possible targets, including the Dallas home of former President George W. Bush. A killer's just been killed in Ohio, though Bret Hartman insisted up until he got a lethal injection a half hour ago. He was innocent. He was convicted of stabbing a woman 138 times. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jason finally had had enough. His office mate and frequent work partner would have to be confronted. "Your delays make us miss deadline after deadline," Jason said, "and I'm sorry to have to tell you." The co-worker pushed back from his keyboard and took a deep breath. "Jason," he said, "I'm late because you rush through assignments. Your reports are so riddled with errors, I have to do your work and mine. I've been reluctant to tell you." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Jesus talked about the splinter in others' eyes and the log in our own. If you feel the need to point out flaws on the job, the wise place to start is with yourself in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
It's busier than usual on Capitol Hill as Congress returns.
Welcome to Washington.
Newly elected members who will be sworn in January are showing up for freshman orientation. Now, among those reelected is Republican Paul Ryan in Wisconsin, Mitt Romney's running mate, who thinks he knows now why they lost.
I think we lost because the president did a better job of getting his voters to the polls. He did a better job at turnout, which is important if you want to win an election. We made this campaign about big ideas and about big issues. I think as a party, we always had to strive for making our agenda more inclusive and more appealing to more people.
Congressman Ryan is the House Budget Committee chairman. Toledo, Ohio police are sorting out a murder-suicide involving five people and three pets. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Among the dead, siblings 5, 6, and 10 years old. They had been living with their grandmother for the last few years, whose body was also found in the garage that had been barricaded. With them, their uncle, two dogs, and a cat, all dead of apparent carbon monoxide poisoning, which appears to stem from a custody battle with the parents. One neighbor, shocked to hear the news, says appearances are deceiving.
We had seen him out there in the leaves, picking up leaves, but we didn't suspect that that was happening down here in that house.
Grief counselors are at the children's school today. Dave?
Jennifer in Cleveland. A woman stood outside in the cold this morning at an intersection doing what a judge ordered her to, wear a sign that says, Only an idiot would drive on a sidewalk to avoid a school bus, something Sheena Hardin was caught on camera doing.
She did it last year, all the way up until the last day of school. She's an idiot, she's a liar.
Well, she's obviously not a fan of Hardin, who has to be outside again tomorrow. She's also had her license suspended. On Wall Street, we're seeing some gains. The Dow is up 74 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, November the 13th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 45 degrees out there. We'll give you more of a weather forecast here in a few minutes. But we held over Chief Randy Sprague. Okay, Randy, you said you were on the staff, and we were talking about how the Admiral was relieved at sea. And the reasons for that was that he would refuse to stand down when he knew that he could get help there in an hour. And so he launched without permission, and they, at that point, they relieved him of duty.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, but we don't know this for sure. This is just, we're speculating a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was an email that I'd received from somebody that would have been in the know.
Uh-huh. So,
but anyway, on this Benghazi BS that's been going on, having been on the Admiral's staff, and part of his responsibility was the Navy Command Center and also the National Military Command Center, and he was an operations deputy for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I'll tell you right now that those lines, phone lines, were lit up and going crazy when that thing first started.
Oh, yeah.
There were the KY machines were running hot, burning the cards up.
Of course.
For the top secret lines. And you know the difference between a routine message, an op immediate message. Well, I'll guarantee you that these were flash messages, real time, flying back and forth. And the Situation Room in the White House and in the Pentagon and other CICs or control information centers around
the
operating
world.
Area.
Yeah, the world
just lit up. They were going nuts. And if Obama and his people say that they don't have a clue, they didn't know nothing, either he is totally out in la la land, or he's flat out lying. And I think it's the second.
I think that they made so many mistakes that when they find out about this, but I think that Obama didn't take the actions he should have. But I think that would come out in an investigation. However, everybody that's in the investigation is being relieved, or taken out of things, or all these other stuff.
Well, then so all he's got to do is sign executive privilege order and protect everybody's ass.
Well, anyway. Okay, Chief.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay. Yep, thank you, Colonel.
You bet. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Okay, we're going to head on out to Wells Fargo and change gears here. We're going to find out what's happening down in Wall Street with our friends from our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasondak.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 82 points at 12,897. The S&P 500 adding 9 points at 1389, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 2,908. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 190 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's down 2 cents at $20.74. Google's up 58 cents at $668.68. Apple adding $2.76 at $545.60, while Microsoft is down $1.07 at $27.14. Of local interest, PG&E up 58 cents at $41.11. Costco's up 59 cents at $96.54. And Harley-Davidson up 21 cents at $46.05. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.6%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's down 49 cents a barrel at $85.08. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $3.92 an ounce at $17.31.66, while silver's up 41 cents an ounce at $32.80. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. You know, we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 right here on KCNR, brought to you by the Wells Fargo Bank and the Wells Fargo advisors on Park Marina Drive. That's where they're at. Head on down there. See what they have to say. They've got some great information about what's going on the stock market and investments. Give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Our guest, Basil Pete Privet, is with us. Heads up the Veterans Administration Clinic here in town. He's got a lot of news for us. And we're beginning our monthly series with the Veterans Clinic to talk about what's available there, the people that are behind the services. And I think you're really going to, this is going to be very informative, and you're really going to like this. Like I said, once a month, we're going to cover everything, one section at a time. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Community radio at its best.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, I didn't know you played golf. How's your game?
Well, Sugar Bear, my inner bear loves golf, but my back is killing me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've hit over 1,000 golf balls today, because I'm hoping to get an invitation to play in the next tour event.
Well, buddy, I don't know if I can cure that awful slice of yours, but I do know one place where there's always a standing invitation, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You mean Black Bear Diner?
Yep. Just like Sunday dinner at Grandma's, you're always welcome for homestyle comfort food classics at Black Bear Diner.
Mmm, that pot roast with all the fixings, a huge chicken fried steak with creamy mashed potatoes and country gravy, or maybe even some breakfast. It's served all day, you know.
Yeah, I do know. You can have anything you want, Papa Bear. Put down the driver, grab your keys, and let's go where there's always a welcome.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:14 in the morning on the 13th of November. Wake up. Wake up. 530-605-4567. Where are you all? KCNR 1460. I shouldn't say that. Everybody's calling in all the time. We're getting phone calls all the time. You're in the chat room. Elizabeth and Angel. Elizabeth is saying as that they're having a rally Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Raley's. Not to protest the strikers, but just to support local business. I don't know. Is Raley's local business? They hire local people. Yeah, I don't know. There you go. Here you go. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Yes. Head on down to Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the North State. There's your neighbors, talking about neighbors, giving good deals to their neighbors right here in Reading and the North State. It carries a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit everyone's needs, whether previously owned or brand new, and their service center is second to none. I've been there. I know that. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, Reading Crown Motors. Weather.
Something for everybody this week, Carl. Mostly cloudy skies today, a high of 64. Overnight, low around 45. Sunshine and cloud mix tomorrow. By Friday, we could see a lot more showers. Right now in Reading, we are looking at 46 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, head on up there, 474-5546. Thursday night is pizza night. And if you haven't had a pizza at Anselmo's, you're missing out on that. Okay, down to business. Pete Privett, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Pete is, if case y'all somehow don't know this, he's been here for about, what, 5 years now?
5 years.
He's headed up the Veterans Clinic here on Hartnell and has seen and has enjoyed growth in the clinic. The accolades that flow over the Veterans Clinic, are, a lot of them have to do with Pete and the people he's put together here. I'm not saying it's perfect down there. I mean, it's been perfect for me, but I'm sure other people, you know, may not be perfect for him. But in the vast, vast majority of everybody I come in contact with, Pete, are very happy with the treatment they get down there.
Thank you, Carl. Good to hear.
We got to get you a little bit closer here. Okay, there we go. Now, tell our audience what we've come up with over lunch one day.
Well, what we're trying to do is put together a speakers bureau, more or less, and I feel personally that the VA is one of the best-kept secrets in this country. The VA offers a wide array of services, anything from counseling to eligibility and enrollment to dental services to weight loss and nutrition. So what I have done is try to pull together some of the management staff and professionals at the clinic to provide a monthly show to talk about various topics on KCNR radio.
Well, we're going to have them here, and with you starting with you today to introduce a new program, plus we've got some other news here we need to talk about, somewhat, I don't know, it's mixed emotions news that we're going to mention. Then we've got, beginning in next month, we're going to talk eligibility and enrollment. And this is really important. Eligibility and enrollment in the VA. It's, you know, I talk to people a lot and they say, well, you know, my son's just come back or my daughter's been back and, you know, they're having these problems. I said, have they been down to the VA? Well, no. I said, put them in the car, buckle them in, lead them by the hand and get them down to the VA and get them signed up. They need to be signed up before anything can be done. Is that true?
That's very true. They may not need us now. They may not think they need us now, but given time, the time may come, and I hate to say this, that they may need us, and we need to be there for them.
Well, let's talk about Agent Orange as a perfect example of this. Our soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen were exposed to Agent Orange early to mid-60s. And it wasn't for years, and I mean, no offense to you, Pete, mm-hmm. but the VA for the longest time refused to say that Agent Orange was a factor in diseases and cancer.
And they're still identifying the side effects of Agent Orange to this day.
To this day. And so they have opened, you know, so people that were, you know, were 18 years old in 1965, and now they're in their 60s, of course. All of a sudden things are happening to them or have been happening to them over the last 4 or 5 years. And you know what? It's related to Agent Orange or something that happened in Vietnam. And they've never been treated for it. They can be, though. They just need to come down and at least be evaluated.
Right. You know, and not just Agent Orange, but ionizing radiation, depleted uranium, Cold War illnesses from, say, Korea.
Yeah. All those things. Frostbite from the chosen, from the frozen chosen. I was listening. I was sitting there with all these heroes the other night, and I kind of sat there and kind of thought, wow. And there's like, well, hey, how's the frostbite? Yeah, you know, it's not too bad. You know, I'm thinking, these guys got frostbite in this battle. That's treatable, and they should be being treated for that. And, you know, how long is that? 60 years?
60 years ago.
Yeah. and the VA is good for that. Okay, we got to take a break here, and we want to talk and go back into this, into these things. But the main thing we started talking about emissions is getting the people in it. Once they're identified, and then the VA is there to be able to assist.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebott, our guest, Pete Privett from the Veterans Administration Clinic right here in Reading that services the North State. We want to talk about numbers of people. We want to talk, a few other things that I believe are very important and will have a big impact on our veterans community here in the next 6 months. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl, and about 8:23 in the morning on the 13th, 45 degrees out there. Our guest, Pete Privett, and Pete, who heads up the Veterans Clinic right here in Reading, but it services the whole North State. How many people do you all see a year?
We have about 15,000 veterans enrolled.
15,000 veterans enrolled.
And that's from Butte County, Glynn County, Shasta County, Trinity, Siskiyou, all around. We get veterans from Eureka coming over on occasion.
How many people do you see? You've got 15,000 enrolled, but how many people do you all see on an average, would you say?
We probably have about 13,500 active users. And on any given day, we may see 300 or 400 people go through the clinic in different clinics.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of people.
It is.
Now, you are going to be leaving us.
Yes, sir.
You are going to retire. I frankly don't believe it, Pete. I mean, you're young and vigorous in life and all that, but you're going to retire from the system.
Stop by January 4th, meet the new guy.
We can't give the new guy's name out because none of it's, you know, none of it's finished up and all that. But you're leaving. And how long have you been here now?
I've been here 5 years, been with the Veterans Health Administration for 34 years.
And you've been in places like Prescott, Arizona. Why you ever left there? I mean, that seems to me a great place.
It was. It was a good place to raise kids. The hospital is one of the finest inpatient facilities I've seen. Not a whole lot of services, but, you know, good staff, salt of the earth people.
And then you went over to, what, Las Vegas?
Las Vegas for 2 years.
That didn't take long, huh?
It was enough.
And then you came here?
Yes.
All right. Now, you got here about the same time I did.
2007.
That's right. And I remember doing a show when I first started on Free Fire Saturday. Went over to the clinic just to check it out, because when I'd gotten out the first time in 99, I didn't go to the VA. I never checked in or anything like that. You know, I went on with my life. This time I went back, and they, you know, I'd heard stories about the clinic, so I went down there, and you had just taken over there and then have had this relationship now for 5 years with the VA clinic.
You've been a good friend of the clinic. Appreciate that.
Well, you know what? You're good friends with something that supports the veterans that you feel that is giving their very best and their utmost. You're there to support the veterans and take care of veterans that have earned this right for this medical service. So I can't say enough about you and your crew over there. They're always pleasant. I mean, there's probably maybe sometimes they're not, but I've never seen it when it hasn't been, nor their support. So we're going to talk about, like, next month we're going to be talking about how you get into the system and all that, into the VA system right here in the clinic. And it's so important getting people in.
Yes.
Because if they're not in, we can't help them.
Well, and not just the new returning veterans also. I mean, there are a lot of servicemen and women that have never looked into the VA benefits. And, you know, it's something worth knowing about. You may have a service connection potential that you're not aware of, and we can kind of counsel you on the best ways to go about initiating a claim or something like that. Also, as of 2003, they imposed a means test, which is an income level to determine if you're not service connected, if you would be entitled to VA health care services because your income is below a certain level. So those are all things that it varies from location to location around the country.
You know, the other thing I see, too, is, and this is what people, okay, think about your parents here, our listeners out there, or and think about this. Dad was in World War II, or he could have been in Vietnam. He was injured in the sense of maybe not in combat, but he was during that combat time. Maybe he broke his leg in a training accident. And now, you know, he's having a lot of problems with that, you know, because his leg and complications of this. This is a kind of person you need to get into the VA and have him take a look at this, because it's in his health record, and that now he's having complications. I believe is what you were just talking about.
Absolutely.
That now is a time for them to come and be taken, you know, have take a look at it. If it's service related, the VA is going to take care of that.
Right. You know, it's something maybe even as simple as tinnitus, ringing in the ears. I mean, we've got a lot of naval veterans in town here that have been experiencing this for a while. They may never have been in a war zone or anything like that. But, I mean, just maneuvers out firing the big guns off the ships, that can do a lot of damage. I mean, something as simple as that, absolutely.
Yeah, and in fact, it's remarkable for many of our servicemen not to have tinnitus.
Yes.
I think. So if you've got that ringing in your ears, you need to go down there and talk about it, because that is a disability, because it, as Linda, who has been around, you know, rock speakers all this time, she sits there and looks at me. She says, can you hear that? And me, after 30 years plus, I go, yeah, I can hear that. I can hear that. So, okay, things like that. We've got like, a minute or so.
Minute and a half.
Okay. How did people get there? Let's say they want to bring their father down. Do they just bring him down? And what do they need?
If you want to bring a relative in, you can give us a call, or you can just come on into the clinic, 351 Hartnell. We've got a business service office. When you walk in the main entrance, It's the second door on the left as you walk in, and they are more than willing to sit down with you and talk about anything you want to ask about in terms of eligibility or enrollment processes. Basically, we'll need a DD-214, which is the discharge form that is given to every veteran as they separate military service. And that will certainly get the ball rolling.
Okay. The we're going to see, gosh, going to take a break here in a little bit. The DD-214, but if they don't have that, they can be looked up at.
Absolutely.
This can be looked at.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, because this piece of paper could have been lost a long time ago. But if you've just got a Social Security number, name, they can start looking, because there's lots of places, by the way, too, that you can look up that DD-214 online.
Right.
And have it sent to you. I've had that happen. You know, when I was moving one time, I couldn't find the paperwork till later, so I had it sent to me. But this is the way to get you into the system. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about plans for the VA clinic here in our future, in our remaining time.
Sounds good.
Okay, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Pete Privett, who heads up the Veterans Clinic right here in Reading that services all of the North State. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Widening ripples from the affair that forced David Petraeus out as CIA director, reaching the commander of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
It was Jill Kelly's complaint that she was getting harassing emails that started the FBI probe that first led to writer Paula Broadwell, then to General David Petraeus. Now, Kelly is linked to Marine Corps General John Allen and a Pentagon investigation into what's labeled inappropriate communication emails exchanged between the two.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Congress back in session.
Before the end of the year, the White House and Congress must work out what has eluded them in the past 2 years, an agreement on the budget and deficit. If they don't work something out, all the Bush tax cuts expire, deep automatic defense and domestic spending cuts kick in, and there's the looming debt ceiling that could further constrain spending.
Fox News Radio's Mike Mackowitz. On Wall Street, a couple hours into the trading day, the Dow is up 69 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. I really like these guys. I get my haircut there. People go, "Ooh, where'd you get your haircut?" I said, "Cypress Square Barbershop." And, you know, you get in there and I said, "You can sit in the chair that Bad Bob sits." You know, they have a special chair for Bad Bob because they have a, you know, it's easy. You know, if you've ever seen these guys that cut these, they take a big piece of wood and a chainsaw and they cut it and make all these great shapes. That's the way they cut Bob's. That's the way they cut Bob's hair and his beard. They get this chainsaw, and I'm not talking about one of these little puny electric chainsaws. They get one of these 16-inch, and that's the way they cut Bob's hair. Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Pete Privett's my guest, heads up the VA, and even though that Pete's going to be leaving us in January, around January, retiring after 35 years of service, but he's not going to really retire. He's going to find something else to do around town. We'll just make him a host here on one of the shows. Yeah, come on in and talk about stuff. Okay, changes at the I know you all have, in case people are you know, newer to town, that you all have spread out your operations.
We have. We've got three locations in town now. We've got the main clinic at 351 Hartnell. We have a clinical annex at 760 Cypress, right across from City Hall.
And it was where the old Starbucks was, and it's next to that, there's a bank there.
Plumas Bank.
So it's in that, on the first deck there.
Yeah.
Now you've got in there is the...
We've got physical therapy, occupational and therapy, and chiropractic service in one end of that building. And on the other side, we've got our expanded dental. We used to have two dentists, one and a half actually. We've expanded to... three dentists, and we've got seven chairs instead of three, so we have a lot more capacity for that. We've got our eye clinic relocated over that space. We've got our audiology staff moving over there with the sound booth. We also have our compensation and pension examination program moved over to that location as well. So what that did for us is free up a lot of space in the clinic, and with that eye clinic, one of the new programs we're getting into the Hartnell site is a mammography unit. So we will no longer have to send both male and female veterans down to Sacramento for mammography or feed it out into the community. We can do it right there in the clinic.
Well, that's great. And, you know, and let me throw this out. Men can get breast cancer, too. So, I mean, this is not a, you know, people go, no, this is a real thing. And if you've been out in a couple of the places in the world that veterans get into, you can never tell what happens to your body. Now, the optometry clinic, I think I'm going to have to stop by today. And I hope they can repair what's left of my glasses that I bought down there, I'd have no idea. I think this went through the washing machine and the dryer. So, okay, so you've moved that. Okay, you said there's a third spot, though.
There is. We've got another site at 2888 Eureka Way, and what we have out there are a lot of our outreach programs. Home telehealth, we've got a suicide prevention coordinator there, a homeless coordinator. We've got the OEF, OIF outreach coordinator program located at that location. And we also have a new feature coming out there. We've been working in this community for years and years to try to get a vet center. We've got a vet center in Eureka, California. We've got a vet center in Chico, California. We are trying to get something going here in town as well.
This has been for years we've tried to do this. And here's Chico's got one. And we have twice as many veterans. And we see a lot more people than Chico, right?
That's true. Chico and Eureka are both college towns. That may play a big role in getting a vet center. So what we've worked out is that the Chico Vet Center has gotten an additional employee that they will locate up here 4 days a week, and they will be located at the Eureka Way Clinic, and that's 2888 Eureka Way.
Now, what's that near?
It's right across from Patients Hospital, right across the side street, same side.
Okay, now that's a great place right there. That's a so you can get to it easily.
Easy.
And I know what you're talking about down there in those areas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
and so you've got a number of offices down there. Now that's the suicide prevention. It's outreach for OIF, OEF, and all so.
Right.
Do you ever hope to bring all of these under one roof?
We do, and that's kind of the big plan on the horizon.
Well, I want you to hold that thought, because I'm going to take an early break, because I want to talk about that, about the ideas for a clinic that can handle all of this stuff. Because we've got, 30,000 veterans up here in the North State, or more, and I think 20 in Shasta County, so, thousands are around here. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, our guest, Pete Privett. We're talking about expansion of the Veterans Clinic, and we got to talk about the Veterans Home, too. So we'll be right back.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The Shasta County Employee General Unit would like to welcome the newly elected members of Board of Supervisors. As you enter your term of office, you may not be aware prior of previous contract negotiations. Shasta County General Unit employees came forward of their own accord and volunteered to help the county by giving up cuts in pay to help balance the budget and help maintain public services. The community is still receiving the same needed services through all departments, including social services, health services, fire and safety. On several occasions, your County Executive Officer Larry Lees has acknowledged the fact that the Shasta County rank-and-file employees are some of the lowest-paid county workers in the state, even before the recession. Many county employees receive such low wages, they're working two jobs to pay their family insurance. We hope our new Board of Shasta County Supervisors will have vision to support their most valuable asset, their loyal, hard-working employees. We welcome the opportunity to work together with our supervisors to build a better Shasta County. Paid for by Shasta County Employees General Unit.
Reading's favorite way to kick off the holiday season returns to the Cascade Theater Thanksgiving weekend with a Cascade Christmas. Expect a brand new show filled with spectacular dancing and singing, adorable costumes, and heartwarming moments. A Cascade Christmas. It's full of surprises and affordable for the whole family. Opening Thanksgiving weekend through December 1st with evening and matinee shows. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. That's right. It's getting cold out there. It's time for your propane, and Shasta Gas Propane handles over 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Locally owned, family operated, senior discounts, veterans discounts. How about that? And is the price competitive? It is at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Good people. Our guest, Pete Privett, we're talking VA clinic. And we're okay now. There's new services you're offered, but in three different spots.
Right?
Are we going to put them in one spot at some point?
We've got a master plan working right now. We've hired some consultants to take a look at everything in the North State from Chico to Redding to Yreka. We've got clinics in all three sites and get a master plan for us. So we'll have the plan is to have the major site consolidated with expanded services in Redding and have expanded services in Chico that would feed into and from Redding and Yreka, same thing.
Satellite services there so that instead of going down to Sacramento, you could get MRIs, CAT scans, all that kind of stuff in Redding.
Right, and we hope to expand it into a few more procedural type things, maybe some podiatric procedures, surgeries, that type of thing, a little more complex derm procedure, dermatology. So that we have to send fewer people out in the community, fewer people down to Mather, Martinez, and Oakland.
Yeah, who wants to drive all the way down there, especially when you're 80?
That's right.
Now, the Veterans Home, talk about combining you all with that. Now, I don't know if you know about that, but combining the Veterans Home and the Veterans Clinic into a large, I mean, from the Veterans Home, put the clinic out there and making it, you know, like you're saying, consolidating all that. Have you... has been any thought given to that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the initial plan was for us to be co-located with the state veterans home. As their design kind of firmed up on the drawing board, the architects determined that there wasn't really enough usable land out there to allow the VA clinic to be incorporated with them as well as the state home. And leave the state home room for expansion, as we all hope that it will, and certainly will need it. So we basically are a blank canvas at this point in time. We're in the process of determining what programs we're going to need, how large they need to be, and then we need to start figuring out what the best location is going to be for that.
Okay. But that would be a huge thing for here in the North State to have that, because now you're talking about almost a hospital or – not quite.
Well, we wouldn't
inpatient?
Have
no inpatient.
We would not have inpatient services.
So still all outpatient, but you could do more.
Right.
All right. Well, that's something to try to aspire to, because you know, as we get more people up here and as we get older, more services.
Right. And you know, with technology coming in, I mean, you're getting fewer and fewer admissions. Length of stays when you are admitted are getting shorter and shorter. So they're doing more with outpatient medicine and early preventive disease situations.
Buff and turf, I think they call it in the hospitals, isn't it?
It used to be, yeah.
My brother-in-law, who's a doctor, gave me this book called The House of God and about medical services in some hospital back east, I think, how to take care of patients. But here at the clinic here, like I say, as we go through this, as we go through the list of everybody that comes in here, we're going to be talking mental health services. That's a big one.
It is.
A huge one. And I can't wait to talk to Greg Nelson about this, because I have some feelings about that. I know he does. Because you just mentioned the dental. And with more dentists now, and before that was almost non-existent, and now there's many programs out there that they're going to be covering.
Right.
Here, we're talking about security and assistance at the clinic. Is security a problem there?
Yeah, not really. You know, every so often we get a dissatisfied customer that comes in, and it's kind of a society. I mean, if you read the papers, society has changed quite a bit, so it's kind of a safeguard. So every clinic should have a VA police officer on site.
I think so, because you know what, people come in there and they're, you know, already they're hurting and things, you know, aren't working exactly the right way and screaming and yelling. If that's it, unfortunately, but that happens in every clinic, everywhere, and VA is no different than others.
It does.
You know, we're talking also the pharmacy. And the pharmacy benefits.
Right. Talk about co-pays and that type of thing for those that aren't service-connected.
Yeah. You know, that's the other thing, too, Pete. I'm seeing this. TRICARE is going to go up hundreds of dollars for each family. They're going to make $15 billion off of TRICARE recipients here over the next 5 years. Does that have an impact on the VA?
Well, it may drive some retired veterans into our system, just as the economy has over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that's been a huge thing, hasn't it?
It has. We've seen, and it's unfortunate that's the way we get our increased workload, but it's been a reality.
that people that before had never come to the VA, lost their jobs now and all this, and have come down to see if they do fit
right
in there. That's, you're right, that is unfortunate. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Pete Privett is our guest, head of the VA. We're going to come back. We're going to talk. We're going to finish up on what's going to be happening here in this coming year with the VA with us, and then a couple other questions for Pete. We'll be right back. Carl Lindabaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Christmas for the Troops 2012 is just around the corner. In our fourth year, CFT and the North State community has sent nearly 1,200 boxes to our deployed troops, and we need your help to send another 500 this Christmas. Many of our hometown heroes are still serving overseas in combat zones. Shasta's own National Guard unit, the 132nd Bridge Company, will be spending Christmas in Afghanistan this year. We want to be sure they receive a lot of love and holiday cheer from home. You can help out by donating items and joining us for the dinner and dance fundraiser and packaging event Saturday, 17 November at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are available in Reading at Tobacco and Brew and North Valley Bank. For a donation list, to add your troop to the mailing list, and purchase tickets online, visit us on the web at christmasforthetroops.org.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bach. 8:52 in the morning on the 13th of November. Yeah, getting close there to being Thanksgiving and Turkey Day. If you have any questions for Pete, give us a call at 530-605-4567. Before we head out of here in the next 5 or 6 minutes. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. What can I say? Well, I tell you what, one was cranking down my street last night at about 10 o'clock, and I thought, Linda goes, oh my gosh. And I thought, you know, that is a beautiful sounding bike going by. Redding Harley Davidson, out there on Twin View Boulevard, they have got the bike that you want at a great price. Go down and see Nathan or talk to Ernie or Jessica. 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open from Tuesday to Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And I tell you what, people do look at the bike you're riding. If you want to ride a motorcycle, they look at the bike you're riding. And if you want to experience the ride and live the dream, head on down to Redding Harley-Davidson. Okay, our guest, Pete Privett. Now, Pete, are you going to be staying in the area here?
I am.
I know.
I don't have any plans to go in here for a while.
Pete, now I'm laughing because, you know, Pete, how long have you been married?
Fair. 28 years 28 as years. Of Sunday.
As of Sunday. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What, on Veterans Day? You got married on Veterans Day?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It was November 10th.
November. Marine Corps birthday.
Yes.
Which is even better.
Yeah, my wife's an Army veteran.
Yes. Rub it in. Any chance you get. hey, I'm kissing you today as a birthday celebration for the Marine Corps. Yeah, just see what she says. You know what? You know, sometimes we talk to our wives, you know, we misunderstand in that. And, but what are you going to do when you get out? I need to ask you this because I don't think, I don't know, you could probably come on again, but what are you going to do when you get out?
I've got a honey-do list from here to Chico that I need to finish up. I'm good at starting projects. I'm tough on finishing. So I lose interest, whatever.
My friend, Dave, used to be at the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. He retired a couple of years ago. And I saw him the other night at the Marine Corps Ball. I said, so what are you doing? Yeah, well, I do this. And I said, and he says, I don't listen as much to your show. And I'm like, well, why? He goes, I sleep. I say, you get up at 11, you know, you have your lunch, and then you have to take that early, you know, the early day nap and all this. So, or you're not going to do that, though, are you?
That's not in my plan, no. Early riser.
Early riser and a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Well, I can't, you know what, I just want to thank you out here right now, and then we'll go into a couple other things, for all the service you've given to our country through the VA.
Thank you, Carl.
It's more than just taking care of a hospital.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I mean, I've got 34 years of work with some of the best people in this country. A mission to die for.
Wow. That's cool. Okay, going back to the let's get back to the clinic, and we talked about the chances of expansion. We've talked about the different groups that are going to be coming in here. And how many people you're seeing? 300 or 400 a day rolling through there. Has there been any steady increases? I know we talked about the economy, but we've got a lot of young men and women coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Are you seeing younger people coming in yet?
You know, it's kind of cyclic. The different National Guard units will mobilize, and when they come back from their tour, they'll come in. Chico, in particular, they were just deployed probably about a year ago, so we expect them to come back in, and we hope to catch as many as possible. We have joint return meetings with the National Guard. We send our clinical staff over there to the armories and do exams and give counseling and kind of tell them what our benefits are. So Chico in particular seems to have a lot more younger veterans coming back from the war theater into the clinics and enrolling.
Well, going to school there. I know Shasta College has a program out there for their veterans coming back.
They do. They've got a pretty good counseling program out there for the returning veterans.
Are they pushing them over there to you all?
We see some on occasion. We get a lot of work studies in there, which are the younger veterans coming in, working on their college education and getting part-time jobs at the clinic.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good.
It's a good program.
Oh, yeah. That is a good program. And I've started meeting younger veterans, too. They're starting to come out. And, I saw them yesterday, in fact, at the Robert for the raising money for veterans to ride the buses. Had a young Marine come out. Mm-hmm. Well, not a real young Marine. He's probably 30, but that's very young. Really,
that's young.
Think of it. Last thoughts here?
Well, again, and I say this every time I'm on Carl's show, if you know a veteran, related to a veteran, are a veteran, come out to the clinic, see what you got, see what we have that you might need, see what services that you have earned for your military experience.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Pete, for all the service you've done with us.
It's been my pleasure.
Well, it's not going to be the last time you're on. We're going to have you on at other times, too, even after you retire. Hey, tomorrow we're having on, I believe it's Sharon Clark, talking about seniors and the what happens during the Christmas and holiday seasons and all this and some things going on that way. And just a couple other surprises for everybody tomorrow. Bad Bob, with everything that's going on.
Yes.
Is truly the most devastating thing here for this week? Is it really the Kentucky Fried Chicken closing?
Well, you have to take it in perspective. Yes, a portion of my childhood is gone, but looking at the bigger picture, there's some interesting times. Isn't that a Chinese curse?
Yeah, it is.
May you live in interesting times.
Well, you know, we're starting also to hear about all these other businesses that are starting to close down or move. And, I mean, not just Reading, but, I mean, these are nationwide.
Major companies now, leaving California still.
Yeah, imagine that. Okay, now here's what I want to – okay, we have two big containers right here in the lobby of KCNR, and one is for Toys for Tots. Please, come on in. Let's fill that up. And the other one is Christmas for the Troops for the packaging. It's got a list of things in there. We'd like to fill these up or, you know, put as many in here as we possibly can. So go on out there and get a wrapped toy and bring it down here. There's plenty of places around here you can get a toy that's inexpensive. And then the things for the Christmas for the Troops, toothbrushes, toothpaste, lotions, jerky, all that kind of stuff. But come on down and take a look at what they need. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. So much to do, so little time for the lame duck Congress. Returning today with the fiscal cliff dominating the agenda. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president meeting this hour with labor leaders about this so-called fiscal cliff, the conjunction of expiring Bush-era tax cuts, deep automatic defense and domestic spending cuts, and the approaching debt ceiling. Last week, President Obama insisted raising taxes on wealthier Americans be part of any deal. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt calls that counterproductive.
That'll look good on paper, but it will never produce the kind of revenue because it's going to have dramatic negative economic consequences.
Republicans are offering to raise revenues, but by reforming the tax code and eliminating loopholes, not by raising tax rates. Lisa?
Mike, more details seeping out about a scandal that started with the CIA chief's affair and has now ensnared the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Now, the former spokesman for former CIA Director David Petraeus.